American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 4C. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1 and listen to the paragraph. Don't repeat. The Eiffel Tower is about 100 years old. It's 320 meters tall and has three floors. The height of the first floor is 57 meters. The second floor is 155 meters high, and the third one is 276 meters high. On a clear day, you can see for about 64 kilometers from the top floor. The tower is much stronger than it looks. Its legs go 9 to 14 meters deep into the earth. It moves only 22 centimeters in the highest winds. Now write the answers to the questions about the measurements of the Eiffel Tower. Number 1. How tall is the Eiffel Tower? Tall. Repeat. It's 320 meters tall. Number 2. What is the height of the first floor? Repeat. The first floor is 57 meters high. Number 3. How high is the second floor? Repeat. The second floor is 155 meters high. Number 4. How high is the third floor? Repeat. The third floor is 276 meters high. Number 5. How far can you see from the top of the tower on a clear day? Repeat. You can see 64 kilometers from the top of the tower on a clear day. Number 6. How deep into the earth do the legs of the tower go? Nine to 14 meters. Repeat. The legs of the tower go 9 to 14 meters deep. Number 7. How much does the tower move when the wind blows? only 22 centimeters. Repeat, it only moves 22 centimeters. Look at figure 2 now. The Millers are trying to sell their house. The Nelsons saw the for sale sign in the front yard and stopped to look at the house. They are asking Mr. and Mrs. Miller questions about the house and yard. Repeat the dialogue. How big is this house?
It's about 60 feet by 40 feet.
What's the width of the garage?
25 feet.
How wide is the kitchen?
It's 12 feet wide.
How far is it to the university?
Just 2 miles.
What's the distance to the airport?
About 10 miles.
Look at figure 3. This is a list of information about the Miller's home. Use the list to answer the Nelson's questions. Look at the distances. Number 1. What's the distance between houses here?
Repeat, about 30 feet.
Number 2. How far is it to the shopping mall?
Repeat, it's only a half mile.
Number 3. How far is it to the high school?
Repeat, it's 2 miles to the high school.
Number 4. How far away is the bus stop?
Repeat, the bus stop is 4 blocks away.
Number 5. How far is it to the river?
Repeat, just 100 yards.
Now look at the measurements and answer the questions. Number 1. How big is the front yard?
Repeat, it's 100 feet by 40 feet.
Number 2. How tall is the fence?
Repeat, it's 4 feet tall.
Number 3. How big is the patio?
Repeat, it's 30 feet by 25 feet.
Number 4. How big is the dining room?
Repeat, it's 18 by 15.
Number 5. How high are the ceilings?
Repeat, they're 7 feet high.
Please turn to figure 4. Look at the example and listen.
Bedrooms big.
How big are the bedrooms? Now write questions about the measurements of the Miller's house and the distance from their house to other places. Use the words you hear. Number 1. Backyard, wide. Repeat. How wide is the backyard? Number two. Fence. Long. Repeat. How long is the fence? Number three. Den. Big. Repeat. How big is the den? Number four. Kitchen. Length. Repeat. What's the length of the kitchen? Number five. Closets. Size. Repeat, what size are the closets? Number six, elementary school, far. Repeat. How far is it to the elementary school? Number seven. Hospital. Distance. Repeat. What's the distance to the hospital? Number eight. Grocery store, far. Repeat. How far is it to the grocery store? Go to figure 5. Look at the sentences and repeat them. Number 1. Write to me if you have time. Number 2. Send me a postcard if you can't write a letter. Number 3. If Marcia calls, tell her I'm not home. Number 4. If John answers, hang up. Number 5. If your food is cold, tell the waitress. Number 6. Don't order that dish if you don't like onions. Number 7. Tell me if there's anything I can do for you. Number 8. If you're not satisfied, speak to the manager. Look at figure 6. Listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat it.
If the weather's nice, I walk to work.
Do you drive to work if it's not?
No, I don't. I ride with Donna if it's raining.
Who drives when the streets are icy?
No one. We all stay home if the roads are dangerous.
Now repeat the dialogue.
If the weather's nice, I walk to work.
Do you drive to work if it's not?
No, I don't. I ride with Donna if it's raining.
Who drives when the streets are icy?
No one. We all stay home if the roads are dangerous.
Look at figure 7 and listen to the example. Do you exercise every day?
If I'm not too busy.
Repeat, Jim exercises every day if he's not too busy. Now listen to the dialogues and make a new sentence. Number 1.
Do you use a credit card?
Not when I buy gas. Repeat, Kevin doesn't use a credit card when he buys gas. Number 2. Does the radio bother you?
If I'm trying to study.
Repeat, the radio bothers Terry if he's trying to study. Number 3.
Do you buy expensive shoes?
When they're on sale.
Repeat. Marcy buys expensive shoes when they're on sale. Number 4.
Does Steve obey the speed limit?
Not when he's driving in the country.
Repeat, Steve doesn't obey the speed limit when he's driving in the country. Okay, look at figure 8 and listen to the example.
Do you drink diet soda?
When I want to lose weight.
Repeat, when Faye wants to lose weight, she drinks diet soda. Now listen to the dialogues and make a new sentence. Number one.
Do you like to eat on the patio?
If the weather's nice.
Repeat. If the weather's nice, Linda likes to eat on the patio. Number two. Do you use the microwave oven?
If I'm in a hurry.
Repeat. If he's in a hurry, Ken uses the microwave oven. Number three.
Do you watch TV at night?
If I don't have any homework.
Repeat. If he doesn't have any homework, Frank watches TV at night. Number four. Do you take your car to a mechanic?
If I can't fix it.
Repeat. If he can't fix it, Glenn takes his car to a mechanic. Now, go to figure nine. Look at the examples and listen. Repeat the new sentence. Example one. You want to know the answer? Ask the teacher. If you want to know the answer, ask the teacher. Example two. Please don't ask a question. You know the answer. Please don't ask a question if you know the answer. Listen to the sentences, then make a new sentence. Use if. Number one. Go to bed. You're tired. Repeat. Go to bed if you're tired. Number two. You like the dress? Buy it. Repeat. If you like the dress, buy it. Number three. Close the window. You're cold. Repeat. Close the window if you're cold. Number four. Eat some more. You're still hungry. Repeat. Eat some more if you're still hungry. Number five. Don't borrow money. You can't pay it back. Repeat. Don't borrow money if you can't pay it back. Number six. The customers are unhappy. Refund their money. Repeat. If the customers are unhappy, refund their money. Number seven. The jacket doesn't fit. Take it back to the store. Repeat. If the jacket doesn't fit, take it back to the store. Number eight. Make a reservation early. You want to eat at Aldo's. Repeat. Make a reservation early if you want to eat at Aldo's. Now look at figure 10. Look at the example and listen. Jane flies long distances. She drinks plenty of water. She tries to exercise some. When and when Jane flies long distances, she drinks plenty of water and tries to exercise some. Repeat. When Jane flies long distances, she drinks plenty of water and tries to exercise some. Listen to the sentences, then combine them and write a new sentence. Use the words that you hear. Number one, Jane doesn't drink water and exercise on long flights. She feels bad. She doesn't enjoy her trip. If and. If Jane doesn't drink water and exercise on long flights, she feels bad and doesn't enjoy her trip. Repeat. If Jane doesn't drink water and exercise on long flights, she feels bad and doesn't enjoy her trip. Number two. Bob exercises every day. He eats a lot of fruits and vegetables. He's trying to lose weight. And if. Bob exercises every day and eats a lot of fruits and vegetables if he's trying to lose weight. Repeat. Bob exercises every day and eats a lot of fruits and vegetables if he's trying to lose weight. Number three. Jane wants her friends to go to the doctor. They don't feel well. She doesn't want to go. She's sick. If, but, when. Jane wants her friends to go to the doctor if they don't feel well, but she doesn't want to go when she's sick. Repeat. Jane wants her friends to go to the doctor if they don't feel well, but she doesn't want to go when she's sick. This is the end of Tape 4C, Book 13.